YTFM. 88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. K223BI. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. K255BT. 100.1 Lake Charles. K261EB. And KQJOFM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
For truly, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, I thank you and I praise you and I give you all the glory, because you're worthy to be praised and you're worthy to be magnified. Father God, I thank you for waking us up this morning, oh God, keeping us enclosed in our right mind. Father God, I ask that you will move by your spirit on this morning, oh God. Heal, deliver, and set the captive free. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles on today, would you please turn them to 2 Chronicles, the 15th chapter and the 7th verse. The 2 Chronicles 15 and 7. And I will be reading from the New International Version. And it reads as follows. But as for you, be strong and do not give up, for your work will be rewarded. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the topic for today is be strong. And we will be reflecting on Moses. In the scripture, when Moses was born, Pharaoh had put out a decree that all the male Hebrew babies were to be killed. From Moses' birth, the enemy was trying to stop him with adversity. Moses' mother hid him in the house for 3 months. Then she put him in the basket and hid him along the dangerous bank of the Nile. So when Pharaoh's daughter discovered Moses and fell in love with him, her father, who had made the decree, allowed her to keep the Hebrew baby and raise him as her own. It's so easy to want to give up, especially when things are taking longer than you expected. Perhaps there's a promise from God that hasn't come to pass yet in your life. Whatever it is that you're waiting on today, this Bible verse is for you. This verse encourages us to not give up. As we all know, patience is hard. No one likes waiting. Yet it's in those times of waiting that we often have the chance to develop character. You might realize in those times that you need to work on improving your attitude, your character, integrity, issues that you are dealing with. Possibly you realize that you base your happiness on things other than God. You can base your happiness on your work check. You can base your happiness on living a blessed life. Everything else except God. Now you wonder why I'm focusing on 2 Chronicles 15 and 7, because it says, but as for you, you be strong. Do not give up, for your work will be rewarded. You see, Moses had to go through something from the beginning of time. Listen to where the Holy Ghost is taking you. He wanted all the Hebrew babies, boy babies, to be killed. Don't you know, from the beginning of time, the enemy had a plan set out for you. But even in the midst of you going through what you had to go through, you didn't give up on God. Because you knew that everything you went through, it was for a purpose. Everything you went through, it was in the plan of God. Once Pharaoh looked at Moses, he changed his mind. He could have easily killed him, but he changed his mind, not knowing that the same person would lead the people out. Come on here, somebody. God changed the heart of Pharaoh against Moses, towards Moses. So people of God, oftentimes is during the times that we begin to see that our hope is really in God and in the faith that we have. We are being tested many times. So if waiting has you down and discouraged, it might be an indicator that you've been placing your happiness in your circumstances rather than Jesus. Joshua 1:9 says, Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Life can be full of challenges, sorrows, and tough decisions. But even in the midst of hardship, the Lord counsels us to be strong and courageous. Understanding Joshua 1:9 can help us face the hard things with faith and confidence of knowing that God is with us. So when God is fighting your battles, things will happen that don't make sense. But it's not for you to try to figure it out. The things of God, you cannot figure out the things of God. Because once God tells you, or once you are in the battle, because yes, God fights all our battles, which is very true. But he also equips us for the battles as well. We know that every armor that we have represents something once we go in there. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, and so on and so on. Just because you have them, you have to activate them, and you got to be ready to go into battle. Yes, things are going to happen that don't make sense. God is going to tell you for to go do things that does not make sense, but you got to obey regardless whether or not it makes sense or not. It is your obedience that pleases God. You may be facing all kinds of adversity and wonder why. How do you know that adversity isn't a sign that greatness is in you and that the enemy is trying to push you down and to keep you from leaving your mark? You see, that's what the plan of the enemy was at the beginning for Moses. The enemy plan was to kill him at the beginning. I get it, Eosha. And I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, many of you was called from the womb of your mother. And it was the enemy's plan to kill you before your mother had you. It was his plan to abort you. But God spared you because he had a plan and a purpose for your life, just like Moses. Oh, come on here, somebody. Y'all gonna get this. How do you know that the adversity isn't a sign that greatness is in you and that the enemy is trying to push you down to keep you from leaving your mark? I'm glad you asked. How do you know that you are not a Moses? Come on, yeah. Yes, it's going to get tough sometimes. But still, you got to obey God. You got to say, God, I don't know how to lead. I don't know what to do. But with you, I can do all things. But if I just only listen to you and hear your voice. See, this is where the connection comes in. You cannot lead anybody without hearing the voice of God. And I always say that, be a servant first before you be a leader. My God, thank you, Jesus. Because it took great strength for Moses to lead the people. It took him fasting. It took him separating himself from the others to hear from God. He even got to the point to where he didn't even want to do it anymore, but God strengthened him. Let me tell you something. Yes, you're going to get weak on this journey. You're going to get upset on this journey. You're going to get tired on this journey. But God is right there with you to lead you. The only reason why that you're going to get tired is because your flesh have overridden your spirit and you're doing things in the flesh. Come on here, somebody. But if you allow the spirit to lead you, you will not miss it. You will not miss it. So today, if you're having some difficulty of being patient, don't you give up. Know that your work will be rewarded and that God sees it. Choose to put your happiness in Jesus and not in man. I'm not doing the work of God to please man. I'm doing the work of God to please my Father, which is God. I'm doing what he called me to do. And I also love to do what I'm doing. Come on here, somebody. If you don't love doing what you're doing, you might as well don't do it. You might as well just go ahead on and sit down somewhere. But choose to put your happiness in Jesus. And don't let circumstances dictate your joy. I think I said that again. Don't let circumstances dictate your joy. Don't let how you feel dictate what you do. Don't move by your emotions.